Good afternoon, everybody. So Parshas Matos describes the request of Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe to live on the eastern side of the Yarden. And when describing their request, the Torah states the different places that they wanted to inhabit. The pasuk in Parshas Matos says, "Ataros v'divon v'yazer v'nimrav v'cheshbon v'elolei usvam unvo uvon." Ha'aretz asher hikra Hashem l'fnei Adas Yisrael eretz miknehi v'la'avodecha mikneh. The Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven approached Moshe and Elazar and asked to inhabit these places, which were the places that Hashem fought for on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and was a place that was fertile for cattle and for agricultural growth. So interestingly, based on the pasuk of Ataros v'Divon v'Yazer v'Nimra, so that that pasuk is actually very relevant to a sugya in Maseches Brachos about the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum, the mitzvah to review the parsha Sashavua twice by reading the pasukim twice and by translating or looking into some pirush on the pasuk once. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Ches Med Aleph to Ches Med Beis quotes Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Rav Ami that the Olam Yashlim Adam Parshiyosav Imatibor Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum va'afilu Ataros v'Divon. So Rav Ami says that a person should always complete his Parshiyos with the Tzibor in the form of Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum, and he should even do so for Ataros v'Divon, for the pasuk that we mentioned before of Ataros v'Divon v'Yazer v'Nimra. We'll have to see soon what the chiddush of that afilu Ataros v'Divon really is. And then the statement finishes off, Shakol Hamashim Parshiyosav Himatibor Ma'arichin Lo Yamav Ushinosav. Anyone who completes his Parshiyos with the Tibor is privy to long life. So I would like to address this sugya just a bit today, during today's Chavura. And to do so, let's look into three main questions. The first one, which we mentioned B'derech Agav before, is what does the Gemara's Chiddush of Hafilu Ataros V'Divon reflect about the nature of the Takana of Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum? What's the Chiddush of Ataros V'Divon? Why is it that you have to do Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum even for the Pasuk of Ataros V'Divon? Why would we have thought that you wouldn't have to? And what's the Chiddush now that you do? That's question number one. Question number two is just the basic question of the Mechayiv of Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum. What's the basis, what's the reasoning for this mitzvah to review the parsha by reading the Pesukim twice together with the Targum during the week? After all, everyone's going to go to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, so why does he have to review the parsha himself if he's going to hear the parsha in the form of Kriyas HaTorah? Number three, what are the ramifications of the basis for this mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum? So let's start from the very beginning, from the Ta'am HaMitzvah. The background for the discussion of the Talmud Mitzvah, the reasoning for Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum, actually comes from the continuation of the Sugya in Brachos, where the Gemara tells an interesting story about Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. So the Gemara says, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Savar la'ashlumin hu l'parshayisa dekulo shasa b'malayoma dekipure. Rav Bibi Bar Abaye thought that maybe he could complete all of the parshios that he had to recite from the Torah on Erev Yom Kippur. All the parshios from the entire year on Erev Yom Kippur. And then Tana Lechia Barav Midifti, but Chia Barav Midifti told him, So Chia Barav Midifti responded to Rav Bibi Barabai, and he told him, you can't do all of Shnayim Mikra for the entire Torah, for the entire year's worth of parshios on Erev Yom Kippur, because you have something else you have to do on Erev Yom Kippur. You know what you have to do on Erev Yom Kippur? You have to eat a lot. Because there's a mitzvah of achila and erev Yom Kippur based on the pasuk of b'sish alachodesh bo'erev me'erev aderev. Okay, so then Rav Bibi Bar Abaye sovereign lakdu minhu. So then he thought, okay, maybe I could get a head start. Maybe I could finish the parshios in advance. And Amar la'yahu saba, but he was told tanina uvivach lo yakdim v'shelo ya'acher. We have a brisa that one cannot do the parshios early and he can't do them late. He has to do them on time together with the tzibur. So each week that parshios hashavua is read in shul, that week has to be the week during which he does shnayim mikra v'echad targum. But from the beginning of the story where Rav Bibi Bar Abaye had the thought to do all of the parshios on from the entire year on Erev Yom Kippur, so that havamina of Bibi Bar Abaye for some Rishonim was reflective of the reasoning and the basis for the mitzvah Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum. How could it be that Bibi Bar Abaye thought that he could do all of the parshios in one day on Erev Yom Kippur? So what the Rishonim gather, what they infer from there, is that it must be the case that the whole mitzvah shnayimik of Echad Targum is in order to facilitate or in order to motivate a person to finish the entire Torah, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, once a year. Just as the Tzibor finishes Chamisha Chumshei Torah via Kriyas HaTorah each Shabbos once a year, so too the individual must mirror the Tzibor, and the individual also must complete the entire Torah each year. And if this is the case, then we could describe or categorize the mitzvah Shnai Mikra as a din in Liba Torah. Really what this is trying to do is ensure that every individual finishes Chamisha Chumshei Torah once a year. And the truth is that the Rishonim and the Achronim formulate the idea of Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum as a din in Liba Torah in different ways. Sefer Achinuch in his Hakdama makes Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum parallel to Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibor, and he says that the point of Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibor is in order to inform the Tzibor of all of the Dinei HaTorah and the mitzvos, and therefore the Tzibor comes to Shul once a week on Shabbos and hears a parsha, and throughout the entire year they hear all of the parshios. But in addition to that, there's a mitzvah of Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum for each individual to deepen his understanding of the Torah and its mitzvot, not just to hear the psukim read aloud in shul, but also to delve a little bit further into the psukim and to understand the mitzvot on a deeper level. And therefore, he has to read through the psukim twice and also accompany those that reading of the psukim with a pirush, with a targum. That's the position of the Sefer Achinuch, the Levush, in his commentary, in Simin Rish Pei Hein Or Echaim, which is the Simin of Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum. So Levush explains that the reason why one has to do Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum is to have Bekius B'chol HaTorah, because we want to make sure that the members of Klal Yisrael really know Chamisha Chumshei Torah inside out. And the way to do that is to ensure that each person finishes the Torah once a year. Thirdly, the Aruch HaShulchan also agrees that Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum is a din in Lima Torah, but he has a little bit of a different spin, a little bit of a different take on what it means for Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum to be a din in Lima Torah. And he says that there's actually two mitzvos there are two mitzvos associated with Torah. One is Shmias HaTorah, and another is Limud HaTorah, as we say in Avar Abba every day, which the Aruch HaShulchan points out. Lishmoa lilmod ulilameid. So there's a din of shmia, there's a chiyuv of shmia to hear the Torah, and also a chiyuv of lima Torah to learn, to study the Torah. So Aruch HaShulchan says that one fulfills his mitzvah of shmia by going to listen to Parshas HaShavua read aloud during Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. But limud HaTorah, that requires a personal investment, that requires an actual rigorous study of the psukim, not just a hearing of the psukim. And in order to do that, one has to do Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum. So the common denominator between the Chinuch, the Levush, the Aruch HaShulchan, they all agree that to one extent or another, in one way or another, Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum is a din of the Torah. But they have different formulations as to in the precise way or the precise the precise description of Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum as Lima Torah. And there happens to be some nafkamina between them. For example, could you be Yotze Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum with Shmia? There is a debate in the postgame as to whether one can rely on listening to the laning on Shabbos as one of the two Shnai Mikra, meaning can that be considered one go-around of the Psukim? So according to the Levush, that could very well be the case. I'm not sure if he says this explicitly. I have to check back. But it could very well be the case that Shmia would count, because after all, the purpose of the mitzvah is to have Bekius B'chol HaTorah. So one can have Bekius in the Psukim if he listens to the Psukim as well. Listening to a shir would certainly constitute a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So we might entertain the possibility that one could listen to the Psukim being read aloud in order to fulfill his chiyuv of Shnai Mikra. But the Aruch HaShulchan says very clearly in his Perush that would not be the case. One would not fulfill the mitzvah Shnai Mikra by just through Shmia, because for the Aruch HaShulchan, the point of Shnai Mikra is to add this additional dimension of Limud in addition to Shmia. So Shmia, one fulfills by listening to Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, but Limud, one has to do himself. One has to study the Psukim and read the Psukim aloud to himself in order to fulfill that mitzvah. So according to all of these Rishonim and Achronim, the character of the mitzvah, Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum, is a din in Lima Torah. But it happens to be that according to other Rishonim, we really should describe the mitzvah Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum in other terms. And this goes back to the story in the Gemara in Chesed Mit Beis with regard to Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. Remember, we said that Rav Bibi Bar Abaye had the thought to finish all of the parashios of the entire year on Erev Yom Kippur. But in truth, that formulation of the story is true only according to the Rishonim that we've already cited. But other Rishonim had a different Girsa in the Gemara. They had Sovar La'ashlumino the Parshaisa Dikala, not to Kula Shasa, but rather Dikala. The Rav Bibi Bar Abaye didn't think that he was going to finish all of the Parshios of the entire year on Erev Yom Kippur, but rather the Parshios that he missed during the times of Kala. Meaning during the times when communities got together in order to study certain laws that were relevant to that time of year, whether it be during Chodesh Adar, whether it be during Chodesh Elul. So all in all, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye would have missed just 8 parshios. He didn't wait until Erev Yom Kippur to do all of the parshios of the Torah. He just got distracted by other obligations, meaning the Kala itself, meaning the meeting ground for Talmud for Limud HaTorah within the community, and therefore he missed the parshios during that time, and he had to make them up. So he thought that he could make up those 8 parshios on Erev Yom Kippur. That's the reading of Rabbi Nochananel. And the Trumas Hadeshen explains that according to this Girsa of Rabbi Nochananel, it seems that we can never have the possibility that one could wait until Erev Yom Kippur to do all of the parshiyos of the entire year. Why would that be the case? Why would we assume that one could not possibly wait until one time to do all of the parshiyos? So the Trumas Hadeshen explains that according to Rabbi Nochananel, the basis for Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum is not to just finish the entire Torah, but it's to have regilus b'mesha hatzibur korein. It's to have familiarity with the parsha that the tzibur is reading, to be able to have some recognition of the parsha that's going to be read in shul the next time that you're in shul listening to Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, we didn't entertain the possibility that Rav Bibi Bar Abaye would wait until one day to do all of the parshios, because of course he had to do each parsha each week, because he had to prepare himself. He had to be familiar with the Kriyas HaTorah for that week. It just happens to be that he was kimat, like a kind of ones. He was distracted by the kala, and therefore he missed those parshios, so he could make them up. He could make up the ones that he missed, but he couldn't possibly think that he could wait until one day to do all of the parshios for the entire year. So from this perspective, what emerges is that Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum is not just a din in Limud Torah, but it's really a din in Kriyas HaTorah. It's a din in being familiar, having some background to the parsha that the tzibur is going to read the next time that you arrive in shul. In truth, the Ra'avan may be the Rishon who takes this categorization to its extreme, and he says that actually Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum is a substitute. It's a replacement for Kriyas HaTorah. And the Chiyuv applies only to people who live in communities where there won't be a Kriyas HaTorah. So if you live in a community and don't have the opportunity to go to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah, because there just aren't enough people to have a Kriyas HaTorah, to have a shul, then you should do Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum instead in order to parallel Kriyas HaTorah. That is the Chiddush of the Ra'avan. It's certainly not the Derech HaMelech and the Sugya, and certainly not the way that we paskin. Nonetheless, the position of the Ra'avan reflects that Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum is really tied at its core to Kriyas HaTorah. So just to review what we've seen so far, we saw the story in the Gemara of Rabbi Bar Abaye, 2 different girsaos with regard to that story, whether he thought to finish all of the parshios of the entire year or all of the parshios of the Kala, meaning just 8 parshios in total. And we saw how those 2 girsaos led to 2 very different categorizations of the reasoning for the mitzvah Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum. On the one hand, we have many of the Rishonim and Achronim who view Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum as a din limud Torah, and we saw different formulations of that understanding. And on the other hand, we have Rabbi Nochananel, as explained by the Trumas Hadeshen, and taken to the most extreme degree by the Ra'avan, that Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum is not a din in Limud Torah, but a din in Kriyas HaTorah, in joining together with the Kriyas HaTorah of the Tzibur, either to have familiarity with the Kriyas HaTorah, or actually even to substitute for the Kriyas HaTorah itself. So that's the machlokas that we've seen so far. In truth, there are actually many nafkamina to these different categorizations of Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum, and some of them are even mentioned by Rishonim and Achronim themselves. The Trumas Hadeshen, in the same piece, where he reviews the position of the Girsa of Rabbi Nochananel and his interpretation of the mitzvah Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum, points out a couple of the nafkamina. So first of all, would one have to do Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum for Kriyos of Yamim Tovim? So that, the Trumas Hadeshen says, would be a machlokas between Rabbi Nochananel and the other Rishonim. According to the Rov Rishonim, that Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum is a din in Limud Torah, and it's a din in making sure that you finish all of the parshios, that you finish Chamisha Chumshei Torah once a year, so then you don't have to do Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum for Yamim Tovim, because the parshios, the kriyos that are read on Yamim Tovim, are really just are just doublings of they're just repeats of the kriyos that are already said on Shabbos, because on Shabbos we cover all of the parshos from Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and the Yom Tovim, of course, the kriyos are taken from the Torah, so it's really just like a repeat of a kriya that you will have that you already heard or that you will hear later on in the year. And therefore, according to the Rishonim, that Shai Mikav Echad Targum is to finish the Torah once a year, you would not have to do Shai Mikav Echad Targum for Yom Tovim. But according to Rabbi Chanana, that the point, the purpose of Shai Mikav Echad Targum is to prepare you for the kriya that's going to be done in shul, to have familiarity with the kriyos, and you would have to do Shnei Mikav Echad Targum for the kriyos of Yamin Tovim, because the whole point is to have familiarity with the kriya, and therefore it shouldn't make a difference whether it's a kriya of Shabbos or a kriya of Yamin Tovim. That's the analysis of the Trumas Hadashin. In addition to that, very similarly, would we have to do Shnei Mikav Echad Targum for the Haftaros? So the Gra in the Bir Hagra and Simin Reish Pei Hei also has the same analysis as the Trumas Hadashin with regard to Haftaros as the Trumas Hadashin has with regard to Yamin Tovim. And he says that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you would have to do Shnei Mikav Echad Targum for the Haftaros, because the whole point is to have familiarity with the Kriyos. So why should we stop at Kriyas HaTorah? Why not extend it to the Kriyas HaNeviim that takes place during the Haftorah? But according to the other Rishonim, that the point is to review all Chamisha Chumshei Torah once a year, so that's the point, to have Bekiyos, Bechol HaTorah Kula, but that Chiyot doesn't extend to Neviim. That Chiyot is limited to Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and therefore you wouldn't have to do Shnei Mikav Echad Targum for Haftaros, according to those Rishonim. And very similarly as well, would one have to do Shnei Mikav Echad Targum for the Dalet Parshios, for the Parshios that precede that precede Chag Hamatzos, that precede Pesach. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you would, because those parshios are kriyos that are read in shul. Therefore, you have to have familiarity with them. But according to the Rav Yishonim, you would not have to, because just like the kriyos of Yom Tovim are repeats of other parshios that you're going to hear during that year, so too the Dalet parshios, whether it be Amalek or all of the Dalet Parshios, so all of those are taken from Parshas HaShavua, from Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and you're already going to hear those during the year. And therefore, according to the Rishonim, that the purpose of Shnei Mikav Echad Targum is just to hear all of Torah, just to learn all of Torah once a year, you would not have to do Shnei Mikav Echad Targum for the Dalet Parshios. So Halach Lamaisa, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramban, the Igros Moshe, they all pass in that you don't have to do Shnei Mikav Echad Targum for these other types of kriyos. Shnei Mikav is limited for the Kriyas HaShavua, for the Parshas HaShavua, seemingly reflecting that the in understanding the mitzvah of Shnei Mikav Echad Targum is that din in lima Torah, to finish all of Torah once a year, parallel to the tzibur's completion of all of Torah once a year. In addition to the different kriyos, the scope of the kriyos for which one has to do Shnei Mikav Echad Targum is also an interesting other application or consequence of the machlokas as to whether Shnei Mikav Echad Targum is a din in lima Torah or a din in kriyas HaTorah, in preparing and having familiarity for the kriyas HaTorah, and that is, until when can you do Shnei Mikav Echad Targum? So everyone, it's a paskin in Shulchan Aruch based on the Bali Atosos and other Rishonim, that ideally one should finish Shnei Mikav Echad Targum either before Shabbos or on Shabbos, but the question is, what if you didn't do that? So until when do you have to finish Shnei Mikav? So it seems from Rabbeinu Yonah, from Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos, that one would have only until the Kriya B'Vis HaKnesses. You have until at least until that Shabbos, but not after Shabbos, because that Shabbos is when the Kriya of the Parshas HaShavua is done. And once that Parshas HaShavua is done, and we move on to the next Parsha, then you can't do Shnei Mikav Echad Targum anymore. But Rabbeinu Simcha, quoted in the Hagos Maimonios, has a position that's quoted as a Yeshua Mimin Shulchan Aruch, that B'di'eved one could even finish all of the parshios that he missed by Shmini Atzeres. Why Shmini Atzeres? Because Shmini Atzeres, as we celebrate Simchas Torah, is the day on which the Tzibor completes its round of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And therefore, one would have until Shmini Atzeres to finish Shnai Mikra of any parshios that he missed. So what's the Nekudas Machlokas? Whether one only has that Shabbos to fulfill Shnai Mikra, or one would have even until all the way until Shmini Atzeres in order to fulfill any parshios that he missed. So the Gra explains that, again, it relates back to the Machlokas as to what the reasoning for Shnai Mikra Vechat Targum is. According to Rabbeinu Simcha, that you have until Shmini Atzeres, so the point of Shnai Mikra is to finish all of Torah once a year together with the Tzibor. And just as the Tzibor finishes by Shmini Atzeres, so too the individual has until Shmini Atzeres, at least b'di'eved, to finish the Torah. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that the point is to have familiarity with the Kriyas HaTorah of the Parshas HaShavua, or whatever Kriya is taking place during that week, so there would be no purpose to reviewing a parsha that was already read aloud in shul, because the purpose is to have familiarity with that reading. So you have to do it in advance, or at least during the Shabbos in which that reading is relevant. That would be the position of Rabbeinu Chananel. So we have We have another question, two more minutes. So we have another question as to what the nature of this takana is. Back to Ataros Vedivam. Why is it that you have to recite Ataros? Why is it that you would have to do Shnai Mikra even on Ataros Vedivam? So that's a machlokas Rishonim. Rashi says that it's because there is no Targum, and nonetheless you have to say the Targum. So that would mean that you would have to read Ataros Vedivam three times. But Tosfos says that that's not why, because rather the reason why Ataros Vedivam, even you have to say even Ataros Vedivam, is because even though there's no targum unklos, nonetheless, it's a targum Yerushalmi. So there's some targum, so therefore you would have to do Ataros Vedivam also. This leads to a machlokas between the Yishonim about psukim where there's actually no targum whatsoever. What about psukim where there's no targum whatsoever? How many times do you have to read that pasuk? So Rashi says you would have to read that pasuk three times, but according to a Yesh Mefarshim in the Rashi, you would only have to read that pasuk twice. What's a nekudas machlokas between Rashi and Yesh Mefarshim? So it might be how to analyze the nature of the takana. Is the takana reason-based or is it formalized? If the takana is reason-based, so that means that the whole purpose of Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum is to have a greater understanding of the pasuk, to add some targum, to add some perush to the pasuk. But if there is no targum, so then you wouldn't have to recite the pasuk three times because there's no targum. So just read the pasuk twice and move on. That would be the position in the Yesh Mefarshim. But perhaps according to Rashi, that you would have to read even a pasuk that has absolutely no targum three times. Perhaps that would be because the takana was formalized. It was made as Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum, such that every single pasuk is related to, is studied three times. Therefore, even if a pasuk lacks targum, you would still have to read it three times. Just to conclude on one point of Machshava. So what lies behind these different understandings of Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum? So I think a lot of these understandings really reflect or highlight different approaches that we can take to Talmud Torah in general. The Sefer HaChinuch, who says that Shnai Mikra is in order to have a deeper understanding of the Torah that's going to be read in shul. So that reflects the individual's responsibility to deepen his understanding and study of Torah, in addition to the Torah that he hears in other contexts. He has a chiyuv to bring that Torah home with him and to really delve into all of its aspects, all of its components, and to have a rigorous study of it. Aruch HaShulchan, who says that there's a chiyuv of limud and shmiyah, so that reflects that there's two ways to approach Torah. Torah can envelop a person in terms of shmiyah. You can be affected and influenced by Torah that surrounds you, but there's also a chiyuv to engage very personally and actively with Torah, and that's the chiyuv of limud. And finally, according to the Trumas Hadeshen's approach, the Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum is to prepare for the kriya of that week. So that reflects the significance of preparation, of having a familiarity with the Torah that you're going to learn, not just going into it blindsided, so to speak, or not going into it without any hachana, but rather the hachana that you put in will uplift and enhance the experience that you have in shul when you listen to the Kriyas HaTorah, and will join you in a much more qualitative way to the tzibur's fulfillment of completing the Torah once a year by reading, by having Parshas HaShavua each week. I wish everyone a great rest of the week and a great Shabbos.